As the U.S. Supreme Court heads into the home stretch of its term, a new Solicitor General is in the offing. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg joins us in our studios. Nina, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And Ted Olson is the current Solicitor General, and he announced this week that he's stepping down. Was this expected?
Well, it was at least thought about. He's been there since almost the beginning of this administration. He argued Bush versus Gore on behalf of then-Governor Bush and won. He has been the voice of the Bush administration and the United States government and the Supreme Court for 3.5 years. He's done, by everyone's reckoning, an outstanding job. Liberal scholars, conservative scholars. Mm-hmm. He has an incredible win rate. And he was a member of a big law firm before this. He argued a lot of cases before becoming Solicitor General, but he made a lot of money being mm-hmm. a lawyer. He's now 63 years old. And as he said to one friend, I've got to replenish the coffers. I've got only a limited amount of time. So I think it was expected that he might step down. At the same time, it's no secret within the Justice Department that he was not exactly amused by being blindsided by these so-called torture memos and the Abu mm-hmm. Ghraib situation that was news to him when it came out.
The Supreme Court is going to wrap up its term next week with national security cases being very high in consideration. And of course, Mr. Olson is the only remaining person in the Justice Department, aside from the Attorney General, John Ashcroft, who helped craft the administration's legal response.
Yes, and of course that's fitting in some ways, since his wife, Barbara Olson, was on the plane that was flown into the Pentagon on September 11th, and that was an incredibly dramatic story. At the same time, I think that as the years have passed since then, he has gotten some distance from that in an intellectual sense mm-hmm. and has had internally some disputes with the Pentagon about how far they were wanting to go. At the same time, he and his deputy, Paul Clement, very aggressively defended the administration's position in the Supreme Court.
Is there an indication as to who might be the next Solicitor General?
Well, immediately it will likely be Paul Clement, the deputy, who has mm-hmm. done an elegant job also of arguing cases. But he's pretty young, and if President Bush is reelected, my sources tell me they're going to give a real look at putting Miguel Estrada in that position. Miguel Estrada, you may recall, was nominated to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, finally withdrew when the Democrats blocked his nomination. He's obviously a Hispanic American. And the Republicans in the White House apparently now have reservations about whether they could get the White House counsel, Alberto Gonzalez, confirmed after the torture memo business. And so they're looking at Estrada, who is considered a brilliant young conservative, as the possible person they would want to rehabilitate him since his confirmation hearing and get him onto the Supreme Court, possibly.
NPR's legal affairs correspondent, Nina Totenberg, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.